Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. As always, I'm your host with you here, Jake Golden. Pretty depressing loss tonight as the Blackhawks get knocked out of the Stanley Cup playoffs to the Vegas Golden Knights. Wasn't our best effort, really. Defense wasn't as tight as it could have been. Offense came through a little bit, though, with three goals. Again, we just blew a lead, and stuff like that can't happen in the playoffs. Corey Crawford still stepped up tonight. He made some tremendous saves, really did keep this team in the game. And really no goals tonight were Crawford's fault. He was left out to dry multiple times, by this defense, and by this team. And you could see that multiple times, even when there weren't goals. An absolutely ridiculous effort from the Blackhawks tonight choked up a 2-0 lead in the first period. You had a chance to build and the Blackhawks couldn't. Just embarrassing and depressing, as the Blackhawks have now been officially eliminated from the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs contention. Anyway, I want to make sure you guys know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. Instagram at chitownhockey.pod, Twitter account chitownpod, Blackhawks related Instagram and Twitter accounts at Blackhawks Topic. My personal Twitter account, JakeGolden777, and the Gmail account, chitownhockeypod@gmail.com. The defense again, playing an out of position game. I didn't like what I saw from them tonight. I didn't like it at all. Just a bad effort all around. The offense had finally come through, scoring those three goals. Finally broke Robin Leonard, had a chance to bring this game to a sixth game, or to bring the series to a sixth game. And they couldn't get it done. The fact that this defense, Alex Tuck walked right around Adam Boqvist, let up a bad goal, by Adam Boqvist in the third period to give the Golden Knights the lead 4-3. Stuff like that can't happen in the playoffs. And, I mean, Jeremy Colleton needs to adapt, you know, as he sees players making mistakes, and he needs to figure out where players are going to do better than where they are at the moment. And he hasn't been doing that. He's stuck out really surprisingly at the beginning of this game. He stuck Kubalik and Taves out there with John Quenneville out there on the first line. And in the little bit of playing time they had together, they had zero shots for and four shots against. So you can just imagine that Corsi percentage. He then made the miraculous decision to put them back together for the start of the third period, a period that determines your fate in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Bad move from Jeremy Colleton, really bad move from Jeremy Colleton. I was extremely, extremely surprised and kind of angered that Jeremy Colleton would make such a bad decision after, like, you can just look at the Corsi percentage of those three players. John Quenneville is not a first liner in the National Hockey League. Maybe in the AHL. In the AHL, he plays on the third line with the Rockford IceHogs. That doesn't mean he's automatically a first liner with the Blackhawks. Hell, you shouldn't even put John Quenneville there in the first place. Scratching Alex Nylander was a good decision. However, replacing him with John Quenneville was not a good decision. So it kind of evens itself out. I didn't like what I saw from John Quenneville tonight. He was just kind of there. Didn't really make a difference. I don't really know what they were expecting him to do. I still don't know what about John Quenneville Jeremy Colleton happens to like, or what the Blackhawks happen to like about him, other than his physicality, which, I mean, if you're trying to replace Alex Nylander, I'd replace him with a more offensive-minded guy and Dylan Secura, Brandon Hagel, not a physical guy, and John Quenneville. And I sure as hell wouldn't have put him on a line with Kubalik and Taves, two better players in the NHL at the moment. You got the Calder Trophy finalist there, and you got a man, the captain, with a resume that with three Stanley Cups on it. That's not the line to put him on. You can see they didn't have chemistry. I've talked about it before. Chemistry is key in the NHL. And with your teammates. If you don't have chemistry, you are not going to function well as a line. You could tell that line didn't have chemistry. They don't know how John Quenneville plays. He's been with them for, I mean, maybe one other game this year, and that was in the regular season. I don't know why Jeremy Colleton chose to experiment with John Quenneville in a do-or-die game. You need to go with guys that are proven and guys that are going to kind of resemble the guy you took out of the lineup to kind of even that balance there. And Jeremy Colleton didn't. He didn't look at all the stats, and he didn't. I to be honest, I don't even know what he decided to do tonight. Just very poor coaching. It didn't seem like an elimination game. It didn't seem like the Blackhawks even played an elimination game. Didn't seem like Jeremy Colleton was coaching like it was an elimination game. He was just kind of standing there. And it was a poor effort from the team and the coaching staff this evening or night or morning, whatever you want to call it. Bad effort. I didn't like what I saw. Obviously, the fact that this team and the younger guys on this team are going to be able to get a decent amount of playoff experience there. And I mean, you get to experience physical, rough playoff hockey. That is big for the Blackhawks and the young team that they have, especially in today's NHL when young teams progress quickly. I've talked about it before. The Avalanche, virtually the same roster. Look where they were 3-4 years ago. Bottom of the league, 42 points. Look where they are now. They're a Stanley Cup contender, Stanley Cup favorite, with virtually the same roster. The Blackhawks, I mean, they're even bringing players in that are going to help their team. I think the Blackhawks have a bright future. However, I was just talking about it on the Q&A prior to the podcast. I don't think Jeremy Colleton is the coach that's going to be able to lead this team to the playoffs again. You know, obviously the Blackhawks got lucky because of the coronavirus infestation of the United States. That's not ever going to happen again. Once coronavirus is gone, coronavirus is gone. There's never going to be a 2014 playoff ever again in the near future, or really for the next couple of decades. I know the NHL isn't even planning on it. They haven't even discussed the idea of it. They just want to get back to normal. So, I mean, Jeremy Colleton is, I don't think Jeremy Colleton is the coach to be able to take this team to a playoff series, back to the playoffs. It's time to hire a proven guy like Gerard Gallant or Peter Laviolette. Personally, I'm picking Gerard Gallant. This team is very similar to teams he's coached. And needs fixing in areas that he's fixed up in with past teams. I mean, it's just time for a change at the coaching position and the general manager's position. You've already switched up so much within this organization. You took out a president you had holding that role for over 10 years, 13 years. Demoted your assistant general manager. You promoted and added new titles to Al Mekhizyk in your hockey ops role. And to switch all those around and fire as many guys as you did and promote and demote, whatever, and shuffle around as many guys as you did to keep the two biggest parts of the hockey ops area in Stan Bowman and Jeremy Colleton is a kind, not really a shock, but it's a little disturbing. It's a little odd. If you're going to overhaul your organization, it needs to be a complete overhaul. I don't think you keep two guys in two of the most important positions there are. Jeremy Colleton is not a proven winner. He's not a proven coach. He's gotten some experience now. And you know what? Maybe he goes over to a younger team and he has some success, but a younger team is not the Chicago Blackhawks. This is a very mixed team with young guys, veterans, and middle-aged guys. It was the youngest team in the 2014 playoffs, though. But you still have Stanley Cup proven veterans that are still on this team from a few years ago that won that Stanley Cup only 5 years ago. So this isn't the team for Jeremy Colleton. It's never going to be the team for Jeremy Colleton. The Blackhawks need to move on from him, and it's time they bring in a new identity at general manager, a new strategy, a new guy to work with, a new vision for this team. And let him hire his head coach, bring in a new president, and let him hire a GM and let that GM or that president hire a coach, and make this team theirs. You don't want to bring in a new president and you still have guys in Jeremy Colleton from a couple years ago, and then you have Stan Bowman, being hired like 15 years ago. You just want a complete overhaul. You want new guys in those big hockey ops roles in that president, GM, and coach spot. That is how you're going to turn your team around. You're not going to turn your team around by shuffling up a couple of hockey ops guys and hiring a new president. The biggest presence is going to be in the general manager spot and in the coaches spot because the coaches are with the players. The coaches are what do the lines, help these players fix things up, fix gameplay, watch videotapes, explain things, all that stuff, And you can see it between coaches. Coaches matter. You can't just stick anybody behind the bench and expect them to win. Jeremy Colleton, you can't really expect him to win anymore. He hasn't shown it. This team has improved a little bit from last year, and he still hasn't shown it. I mean, still kind of 500 record there, a little, maybe a couple wins above 500, but still not really doing anything for this team. He's not doing anything more than Gerard Gallant or Laviolette or Quenneville or whoever would be able to do. He's probably even doing less than any of these experienced coaches would probably be able to do. So he's just not doing anything for the Blackhawks. It's time for a change. It's time for an overhaul, especially now that you've lost a playoff series. This is a good time to just say it's time for complete change, complete overhaul. Get rid of Stan, Scotty Bowman, get rid of Jeremy Colleton. Sorry, this is just not working out anymore. And let Rocky and Danny Wirtz take over the driver's seat for every single thing in the hockey ops spot, and let them kind of have their vision there as they go along in their journey to find a new president and a new GM and a new coach and change up the system of this team and just a new identity of this team. Embrace that change, like Rocky Wirtz was saying on his 670 The Score interview the other day. It's time to embrace change. The Blackhawks have to embrace change. Embracing change is not keeping a guy from a couple years ago, and it's certainly not keeping a guy that was hired 15 years ago. That's not change. It's time for complete change, and it's time that Stan Bowman and Jeremy Colleton are fired. Ladies Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back into this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast as the Blackhawks get eliminated from the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs by the Vegas Golden Knights in a 4-1 series loss and a 4-3 defeat in game 5. Got a listener question here I want to answer, but before I do that, I want to make sure you guys know how to get in touch with the podcast. Once again, or ask any listener questions, Instagram at shytownhockey.pod, Twitter account shytownpod, Blackhawks related Instagram and Twitter account at Blackhawks Topic. We have my personal Twitter account, JakeGolden777, and we have the Gmail account, shytownhockeypod@gmail.com. So I have a question here that reads, do you think Dale Tallon would come back as the Blackhawks general manager? My answer to that is, as general manager, no. However, I do think the Blackhawks and Dale Tallon would have interest in reuniting, whether that be as president of hockey operations, anything on the hockey ops side. I mean, even if he wants to get behind the bench as an assistant coach, something like that. I just don't think after what happened in 2010 with all the salary cap paperwork issues that went on and basically screwed the team over there. Stan Bowman really had to fix that. I don't exactly think they would want him back as the general manager. However, I do think it could be a viable option for both parties, per se, the team and Dale Tallon, to bring Dale Tallon back to the organization, because Dale Tallon knows how to win. Dale Tallon knows how to put together a good team. So I think his insight, if the Blackhawks do end up hiring a new president, if Dale Tallon doesn't take that role, I think putting him as VP of hockey ops or executive, put him in a hockey operations role, I think his input and his hockey experience and his ability to build a team would be really beneficial to the Blackhawks as we look to kind of not rebuild on the fly now that we've been rebuilding for the last two-ish years, but kind of put together a more dominant roster, a four-line roster, and a deeper team once again. Dale Tallon knows how to do that, and I think he could do a pretty good job. And obviously this is on the live video, so I got another response. Then Tallon would come in and probably fire Bowman and Colleton and start fresh. I think if the Blackhawks were to bring in Dale Tallon as the president, I think they would have already fired Bowman and Colleton. I don't think Dale Tallon would walk in and say, "You're out." I think Rocky and Danny Wirtz would already have done that. I don't think it's really likely Dale Tallon takes over that presidency position. I'd probably give it like a 0.1% chance. However, if he does come back to the organization, I'm not sure they would exactly go all out and fire Bowman and Colleton, because we know how Rocky Wirtz is, very loyal. And obviously, if you do bring Dale Tallon back, maybe his insight working alongside Stan Bowman, who was his predecessor in 2010 prior to the Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup in 2010, could provide some good insights to Stan Bowman and help. I think he could help this team really well. I think he'd be really beneficial to this team really well. And I actually would like to see Dale Tallon come here. Anyway, moving on to the next subject before we get this all wrapped up. The Blackhawks have signed 21-year-old Cam Morrison out of the University of Notre Dame. Spent 4 years there. Has graduated as a senior now. He was drafted by the Avalanche, 40th overall, in the second round of 2016. He put up 27 points this last year with Notre Dame in the NCAA Big Ten. And he's known as a clutch performer. He's known he can make good plays. He is 209 pounds, I believe. 6'2". He's 6'2", so he's a big body. He's kind of like a Kirby Doc size. So obviously the Blackhawks can use that also. And then also his expertise, Just playing with the puck. He can threat on the opponent. He can make good plays. He can skate around players, dig pucks out of the end boards, one-on-one battles, get the puck in deep. I think that this kid might start out. He's most likely going to start out in the AHL, but I think he's going to eventually come up to the NHL, and I think he's going to provide a very, 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 he's going to be a big aspect in this Blackhawks team next year. He's gone through 4 years of college already in the NCAA, so some could even argue that he is more, like grown up, matured, and more developed than some of the other players that are coming into the NHL out of their sophomore or junior seasons, or even prior to even going to college, you know, making the NHL like right out of high school, high school age, obviously, playing in some junior leagues like the WHL or the OHL. So I think the fact that he's already pretty developed and almost already NHL ready is going to be a big thing for the Blackhawks as like I talked about, we look to boost our depth there at the for in the forward end of things. So I think adding some depth there with a young guy, a 21-year-old, 22, I believe, come next year. So he's going to be developed. I think he's going to be ready for an NHL role. And I think he's going to prove very valuable to this Blackhawks team, who, like I just said, looking for more depth. One more thing I actually want to talk about. The Pittsburgh Penguins are, I know, shopping Matt Murray right now, looking to get rid of Matt Murray. And I know they're looking to trade him with either Jack Johnson or Nick Bjugstad. I said it the other day on the Instagram page. I think it would be a very, very, very big move for the Blackhawks, acquiring a depth forward in Nick Bjugstad. Well, if you acquire a guy like Nick Bjugstad with already the guys you have coming in on ELCs that are still developed and guys already developing, and still with guys like Kane and Taves there and DeBrincat in the lineup, and if you re-sign Strome, I think that would finally finish out your forward core. You know, obviously you're going to want to select some guys in the draft and develop them, but obviously for the time being, if you were to add a guy like Nick Bjugstad, I think as a really depth guy, he would really help your forward core out. I like what he can bring to the, and I think I would certainly want him here. Obviously, if the Blackhawks try to re-sign Crawford cheap, or the Blackhawks don't re-sign Crawford at all, then I think Matt Murray would be a pretty viable option here. He's obviously, I know, going for cheap on the trade market, especially because of the flat cap. Probably not going to accept a huge deal if he comes here, because he's obviously going to be an RFA, I believe. He's only 25, I think, so he's already got Stanley Cups on his resume. He's a proven winner. He can win games. He can perform. He had a down year this year. However, I mean, every goalie is entitled to a down year, and Matt Murray had one. So, I mean, you can't exactly look at it. You can't really worry about it, because I mean, it happens to everyone. Everybody has a down year. Matt Murray had one this year. That doesn't mean he's a bad goalie. I think he could really be a solid goalie for the Blackhawks this year. So I'd like to see him in Chicago if the time comes. Corey Crawford is either phased out of Chicago, or there needs to be a kind of timeshare option there with Corey Crawford and Matt Murray. All right, anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. But before I go, want to make sure you guys know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. We have the Instagram at chitownhockey.pod. We have the Twitter account at chitownpod. Personal Twitter account, JakeGolden777, Blackhawks Instagram and Twitter at BlackhawksTopic, and of course the Gmail account, shutdownhockeypod@gmail.com. Please also do make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. That helps the podcast out tremendously, climb in the rankings, all that good stuff. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your whatever today is. It's 3 a.m. for me right now. So today's Wednesday for me. And by the time this drops, it should be Wednesday for you too, unless you're listening in the West Coast. It'll probably be around 12 something. So to really everyone that's gonna probably listen to it, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Thank you guys for listening. Blackhawks eliminated, but valuable experience. So hope to see you guys in the next one. Thank you for listening.